Good morning. We continue Chayyavim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're discussing the concept of Grama as a continuation of Klal Tes. From the above conversation, we can understand the following. Nowadays, a large amount of halacha controversy deals with the issues of Chayshonim, which are censors, where the censors are causing various different electronical effects. There's motion sensors, there are temperature sensors, there are light sensors, which are picking up the presence of people and causing certain reactions, etc., because turning on lights, turning off lights, raising temperature, lowering temperature, etc. Now, the second thing which also has become relevant nowadays is the world of voice commands, turning on machines through voice. The machine reacting to a voice command, etc. So how do we look at these in the halacha? So many of them are discussed from the angle of davar sheni miskaven. The person doesn't intend to have the sensor cause that reaction. So davar sheni miskaven, but it might be a psik resha. We have to deal with the questions of davar sheni miskaven and psik resha. Sometimes the person approach it from the angle of misasik, that the person is involved in a different activity, not in that activity, and that activity is happening memela, so that's a form of misasik. He's not being isik in it just sort of happens. But the person do not approach this question is from the angle of groma. Arguably, I'm walking down the street and something happens. That's an indirect action. Excuse me. We should approach it from the angle of groma. But we don't. The reason why we don't is because what we've seen, once this becomes normalized as a way that things are done, and this is now a normal way to turn on these machines. This is not that much difference than turning a switch, flipping a switch. This has become a normal way to turn on these machines. So based on the rules of Melechus Machshavis, that would no longer be considered a grama, now it's considered, for the purposes of Shabbos, as if the person is doing it directly, would be considered a person's maisa. The one question is, we said one of the definitions of maisa versus grama is kavana, intent to do that. So if a person is intending to use this action to create this result, that's called Melechus Machshavis. If it happens, so then it would not be considered Melechus Machshavis. Based on that argument, the Evan Hoiser said that any case of psik resha would remain a groma. So if we're going to consider these cases, davar sheni miskaven, even albeit if they are a psik resha, maybe they should be considered a groma, even though it's normal to do it, but that's only if the person has intent to do it. Since the person does not have intent to do it, Melechus Machshavis will not kick in. And then it would go back to being along the lines of a groma. So that's an interesting argument. But we mentioned the Avi Nezer says that we have a Raya from Gemara against the Evan Ozer on that requirement. The Gemara discusses a case where a person opens the door across from where a fire is burning, and by opening the door, the wind will come in and raise the intensity of the fire by adding new oxygen to the fire. It's known as fanning the flames. So if the wind is blowing, so a person is going to be ushered to do that. The Gemara says that's also based on the idea of even though he has no intent to do that. So it's similar to the idea of Shakali Bidkandamaya, but he has no intent. But the Gemara says, yeah, but it's going to be problematic because of it's a psik resha. Now, he has no intent to do that, and so we're using the psik resha argument to say that it's problematic to the point that it's going to be considered chayiv, even though he has no intent to do it. So the Avnei derives from that Gemara that this requirement of intent might be limited, since Psik Resha reaches a level of halachic intent. A person, when it's potter, when it's Psik Resha is going to happen, it's considered as if you had intent to do it. So that level of intent that Psik Resha will generate is enough to generate halacha of Melechus Machshavas as well. So, coming back to the censors, we can't use the argument of Grama, but we do use the argument of Davar Sheni Miskaven, and we decide if it's a Psik Resha or not. We do use the argument of Misasik. With that, I think we touched on the main points we want to touch about in regards to Grama. There are many halachic ramifications, but the basic idea has now been shared. The message tomorrow we will start the next klal Yud. And meanwhile, have a good day.